Coming up, free naloxone is coming to Linn County. And later, a Cedar Rapids restaurant is paying back nearly $30,000 in back wages and damages for an improper tip pool. Plus, St. Patrick's Day celebrations are popping up around Cedar Rapids. Stay tuned for things to do this weekend. Welcome to the Friday, March 15th edition of the Gazette Daily News Podcast. This podcast gives quick bites from the latest headlines coming out of the Gazette newsroom. I'm Bailey Chihan. First, the Linn County Public Health Department is working to bring 7 vending machines stocked with free naloxone and other harm prevention supplies to the public. Naloxone can reverse an overdose and is harmless if it's given to someone who is not experiencing an overdose. The machines will also stock wound care kits, condom packs, hygiene kits, alcohol swabs, tampons, and sharps containers. According to Linn County Public Health Clinical Services Branch Manager Heather Meter, other states use vending machines to distribute naloxone. Quote, it's really to set up low barrier, easy access so that clients or families and friends can get resources that they need, end quote. The funding for the machines and naloxone is from $150,000 allocated to the county as part of nationwide settlements with opioid drug manufacturers. The other supplies provided are funded through other resources. The Substance Misuse Steering Committee of Linn County will manage the upkeep of the machines. The group is composed of representatives from government and nonprofit groups that work to minimize the effects of substance use in the county. The locations of the vending machines are still being finalized, but Meter said the machines will be in indoor and outdoor locations. From 2018 to 2022, drug-related deaths increased from 19 to 36 in Linn County. Next. Lou's Deli in Newbo has been ordered to pay nearly $30,000 in wages and damages by the U.S. Department of Labor after it found the restaurant's management pooled tips improperly for years. An investigation by the department found that Lou's Deli, located at 1010 3rd Street Southeast, had been inappropriately distributing tips among management for at least 2 years, from September 2021 to September 2023. The investigation launched in September after workers found documents indicating restaurant owner Lori Konechny was including herself in the tip pool. As a result, the cafe paid over $14,000 in back wages and $14,000 in damages to 19 employees. Additionally, it paid a $1,325 penalty to the Department of Labor. The department said all back wages, damages, and penalties have been paid. The allegations came after now former employee Kara Angelotti and co-workers discovered a stack of the owner's pay stubs on a supply closet shelf. Angelotti said the pay stubs included lines for tips the owner received even during pay periods when she was on vacation. It is illegal for employers, including managers and supervisors, to keep any portion of tips for any purpose. An employer may not require employees to give a portion of their tips to employers or management, even if they receive minimum wage. Find the full story at thegazette.com or follow the link in this episode's description. Cedar Rapids has a few St. Patrick's Day traditions, like the annual Cepedapizo Parade. That starts at 1 p.m. on Sunday. The route starts at 6th Street Southeast, turns down 2nd Avenue, turns on 2nd Street, and heads back up at 3rd Avenue, ending at Green Square. Plus, St. Patrick's Day is one of the few opportunities to go to the Tycoon Bar in downtown Cedar Rapids. The large windows make for a great spot to watch the Cepedapizo Parade. But if you're looking for other options, here are a few of the events on the Gazette's list available at thegazette.com or hooplanow.com. That's HOOPLANOW.com. Saturday, you can enjoy an Irish music jam at Lionbridge Brewing Company in Cedar Rapids' Czech Village. While you listen to live music, you can enjoy traditional bangers and mash and the World Beer Cup winner, Old 17 Irish Stout. For the 21 and older crowd, a bar crawl is being held in downtown Cedar Rapids, and costumes are welcome. From 4 p.m. until just shy of midnight on Saturday, you can check in at Pub 217 and crawl over to downtown bars with a mid-party at Rock Bar and after-party at Hazard County. Tickets are $20 apiece for each person in a group of 4 or more. Single tickets are $25 today and $30 tomorrow. There's also the Nibi Cepedapizo, or Night Before Cepedapizo, or let's just say it all, Night Before St. Patrick's Day Parade Society. This event is a pre-parade celebration featuring Irish storytelling and traditional Irish music. View performances at 7 and 9 p.m. on Saturday at Mirrorbox Theater in Cedar Rapids. On Sunday, after the parade, the Champaign Academy of Irish Dance is offering a free Irish dance performance and mini lesson at the Cedar Rapids Public Library. That kicks off at 3:15 that afternoon. There's more St. Paddy's Day fun going on around Eastern Iowa. View our full list of events in this episode's description or at thegazette.com. Now let's take a look at the weather in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Today it will be sunny. Expect a high of 58 degrees and a low of 38 degrees. Saturday it will be windy. Anticipate a high of 57 degrees and a low of 28 degrees. Weather in Cedar Rapids should be nice for the parade. It will be sunny. Expect a high of 40 degrees and a low of 18 degrees that night. Thank you for listening to the Gazette Daily News Podcast. Stay up to date with the latest news from Eastern Iowa at thegazette.com. I'm Bailey Sheehan.